Pool days call for cookouts and lots of laundry. This Memorial Day at Lowe's, save $80 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-Burner Gas Grill. Now just $199. Plus, get up to 45% off select major appliances to keep dishes, clothes, and food fresh. Having fun in the sun is easy with us in your corner. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 5/27. While supplies last, selection varies by location. See associate or Lowe's.com for details.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
It has been almost 30 years since Tupac Shakur bled out in Las Vegas while his mother sat beside him. 30 years since a white Cadillac pulled up alongside a black BMW on Flamingo and Cobalt, and someone inside opened fire. And in all that time, through the investigations that went nowhere, through the books and the documentaries and the podcasts and the theories and the people who made careers out of retelling this story, the family has been waiting. Waiting for someone with subpoena power and a sworn obligation to tell the truth to actually use it. They are done waiting. On April 28th, Mopreme Shakur, Tupac's stepbrother, the man who rapped alongside him in The Outlaws and Thug Life, walked into a Los Angeles Superior Court and filed a wrongful death lawsuit. The named defendant is Dwayne Keefe D. Davis, the only person ever criminally charged in connection with Tupac's murder. But the filing doesn't stop there. It also targets up to, are you ready for this? 100 unnamed co-conspirators, listed as John Doe's 1 through 100, individuals the family believes helped plan, finance, direct, or carry out what the lawsuit calls a broader conspiracy, not a street beef that got out of hand, a conspiracy. And the family hired Quinn Emanuel to prove it. If you don't know that name, Quinn Emanuel is one of the most formidable litigation firms in the country. They don't take cases as favors. They take cases they believe they can win. Their involvement tells you everything about where this family thinks the evidence leads and what they expect civil discovery to uncover. We may be about to enter into one of the most interesting chapters in this whole saga. If you've been following this since 1996, like I have, I remember, like, the internet being early days, Googling. And I wasn't even Googling. It was Yahooing. It might have not even been Yahoo. It might have been, like, Alta Vista or something. Ask Jeeves. Tupac conspiracy theories, things of that nature. It has been on the mind of many people for almost 3 decades now. None more than the family itself. To understand why this lawsuit matters right now, you have to understand how many times the system has failed this case and this family and getting justice before. September 7th in 1996, Las Vegas. Let's go back in time. Tupac had just watched the Mike Tyson-Bruce Seldon heavyweight fight at the MGM Grand with Death Row Records co-founder Suge Knight. Earlier that evening, inside the MGM lobby, Tupac and members of the Death Row entourage had been involved in a physical confrontation with a young man named Orlando Anderson, a member of the Southside Compton Crips. Security camera footage captured the altercation. It was brief. It was violent. We've all seen it. It's the black and white footage around the fountain. Every time if you go to Vegas, you're like, oh, there's the fountain. I remember what happened here. And it set the rest of the night in motion. Hours later, as Tupac sat in the passenger seat of Knight's BMW near the intersection of Flamingo and Koval, a white Cadillac pulled alongside them at a red light. A gunman opened fire. Tupac was struck four times, chest, arm, thigh. Suge was grazed. Tupac was rushed to University Medical Center, where doctors removed his right lung in an emergency surgery. He fought for 6 days. On September 13th, 1996, at 4:03 in the afternoon, he was pronounced dead. He was 25 years old. There now has been more time that has passed since Tupac's death than his entire span of life. This September marks 30 years. His mother, Afeni Shakur, filed a wrongful death lawsuit against Orlando Anderson in 1997. You may not remember this. You may not have been around. Anderson denied involvement back then. He was never charged. And then on May 29th in 1998, Anderson was killed in an unrelated gang shooting in Compton. He was 23. The lawsuit was dismissed in 1999. That was the end of the first attempt at legal accountability. The trial went cold. The investigation stalled. Witnesses wouldn't talk. Detectives moved on. And for the next three decades, the murder of one of the most famous musicians on the planet remained officially unsolved, while the people connected to it told their versions of the story to anyone who would listen and sometimes to anyone who would pay. That brings us to Keefe D. Dwayne Keith Davis, Anderson's uncle, a former leader of the Southside Compton Crips, and the man who, depending on which version of his story you believe, either orchestrated the murder of Tupac Shakur or made the whole thing up to sell books and interviews, because that is the position he now finds himself defending. And both versions are rather damning. For years, Keefe D talked. He talked to police in proffer sessions. He talked to journalists. He talked to podcasters. He talked to documentary filmmakers. And in 2019, he published a memoir called Compton Street Legend, in which he described the events of September 7th, 1996 in granular detail, including the moment his car pulled alongside Tupac's BMW and the shooting began. Prosecutors allege that Davis acquired a .40 caliber Glock used in the shooting and gave it to his nephew, Orlando Anderson, who they believe was the trigger man. Davis, according to the prosecution's theory, was the shot caller. I know, I'm holding myself back because I really want shot caller. Baller, 20-inch blaze, only Impala call. Anyway, the man who put the plan in motion and made sure the weapon was in the right hands at the right time. He was arrested in September 29th of 2023, and indicted by a Clark County grand jury on a charge of first-degree murder. He's pled not guilty. His criminal trial, originally set for June of last year, has been delayed multiple times. It's now scheduled to begin on August 10th of 2026. Nearly 3 years after his arrest and 30 after the shooting itself. The reason for the latest delay, his defense attorneys described the volume of discovery as voluminous and requested more time to review it. Prosecutors did not object, and so the clock keeps ticking. But here is where the story cracks open wider than the criminal case ever actually intended. In December 2025, oh, are you ready for this? Netflix released a little documentary. Remember this one? It was called Sean Combs, The Reckoning. Produced by 50 Cent and who's been a vocal critic of Diddy for ever. The documentary aired after Combs' own federal trial in Manhattan, where he was convicted in July 25 on two counts of transportation to engage in prostitution under the Mann Act. He was acquitted of the more serious charges of racketeering, conspiracy, and S trafficking. He's currently serving that 50-month sentence at Fort Dix Federal Prison in New Jersey and is appealing both his conviction and his sentence. Combs has called the Netflix documentary a shameful hit piece and has threatened legal action against Netflix to block its release. Yeah, well, that didn't work out. But the Shakur family was paying very close attention to what was in that documentary, specifically the proffer session tapes, recorded during a 2023 session in which Keefe D was offered mitigated sentencing in exchange for cooperation. In those tapes played in the documentary, Keefe D alleges that Sean Diddy Combs held a meeting with him in Los Angeles before the shooting. According to Keefe D's account, Combs identified Tupac and Suge Knight as problems he needed handled. Keefe D claims he told Combs he could make it happen and later relayed to his crew that Combs would pay $1 million for their deaths. The documentary also featured the journals of Kirk Burrows, a former Bad Boy Entertainment co-founder, and allegations about Eric Von Zip Martin, described as drug lords with alleged ties to Combs, who reportedly concealed a firearm that was driven in from out of town. Now, and this is critical, Sean Combs is not named as a defendant in the Shakur family's lawsuit. He has denied any involvement in Tupac's murder for 3 decades. No charges have ever been filed against him in connection with the case, but the lawsuit's inclusion of John Doe's 1 through 100 is not accidental. In civil litigation, naming John Doe defendants gives the plaintiff the legal right to pursue discovery, depositions, subpoenas, financial records, communications, and this is what I said earlier, why this may be the most interesting chapter of this case since the shooting 3 decades ago. And to add name defendants later, if the evidence supports it. The Shakur's family's attorneys at Quinn Emanuel explicitly cite the Netflix documentary and grand jury transcripts as revealing new evidence of a broader conspiracy. The lawsuit even references Tupac's own lyrics, arguing that lines which once sounded like rap posturing now carry a different weight in light of these allegations. This is not a grief filing. This is a discovery vehicle. And the timing matters. Because Keefe D, the man at the center of all this, has become the living embodiment of a credibility paradox. He spent years putting himself at the scene. He wrote a book about it. He did interviews where he described the shooting in vivid detail. He told law enforcement on tape about alleged meetings and payments and plans, and now that he is sitting in a cell facing a first-degree murder charge, he says he made it all up. It's all made up. He told an interviewer he regrets ever opening his mouth. He claims innocence. He says God has his back. Yeah, just like he has the Duggars. His defense attorneys have tried to suppress evidence seized during a nighttime search of his wife's home in Henderson, Nevada, arguing that the search warrant was based on a misleading portrait of their client. A judge denied that motion in February 26. Meanwhile, prosecutors point to his own words, his own book, his own interviews, his own tape statements as the foundation of their case. The man who couldn't stop talking is now betting his freedom on convincing a jury that none of it was true. The Shakur family watched all of this unfold. They watched Keefe D monetize the story for years before anyone arrested him. They watched the investigation sit dormant for over 2 decades. They watched the Netflix documentary air allegations that, if even partially substantiated, point to a conspiracy that reaches far beyond the men inside that Cadillac. And they watched the people who have answered questions disappear one by one. Orlando Anderson, the alleged triggerman, killed in Compton in 98. Afeni Shakur, Tupac's mother, the woman who filed the first wrongful death suit, who built a foundation in her son's name, who spent two decades guarding his legacy, died of cardiac arrest on May 2nd of 2016. She was 69. Matulo Shakur, Tupac's stepfather, a Black libertarian army activist who spent nearly four decades in federal prison before being paroled on compassionate grounds in December of 22, died of bone marrow cancer on July 7th, 23. He was 72. He had been free for barely 8 months. Morphine filed the lawsuit as the administrator of Matulo's estate. Because under California law, Matulo, as Tupac's parent, had standing to bring a wrongful death claim. The legal architecture of this case rests on a man who spent most of his life behind bars and died less than a year after getting out. The circle of people who were there, who knew things, who could be compelled to testify under oath, that circle is shrinking and has been for three decades. And the Shakur family knows it. This lawsuit is their way of saying the window is closing and we are not going to let the last chance of truth close with it. The criminal case against Keefe D will proceed on its own track if it goes to trial in August of 26 this year. As we're recording, it will be the first and only criminal prosecution in one of the most high-profile unsolved murders in American modern history. But the criminal case has limits. It is focused on one defendant. It operates on a beyond a reasonable doubt standard. It is constrained by what prosecutors chose to pursue and what evidence they chose to present. The civil case has none of those constraints. The burden of proof is lower, preponderance of the evidence, not beyond a reasonable doubt. The discovery tools are broader. Depositions can be taken from people who were never charged. Financial records can be subpoenaed. Communications can be compelled. And the John Doe's 1 through 100 designation means the Shakur family's legal team can follow the evidence wherever it leads and name names when the evidence supports it. This September will mark 30 years since Tupac Shakur died in a hospital bed at University Medical Center in Las Vegas. His mother is gone. His stepfather is gone. The man who was once the primary suspect was killed before he even saw a courtroom. The man who allegedly gave the order is sitting in a Nevada prison cell, claiming he lied about everything. And Sean Combs, whose name runs through the allegations like a thread no one has been allowed to pull, is serving time on unrelated federal charges, while his attorneys argue his sentence was too harsh and he has nothing to do with it. Mopreme Shakur is still here. And he just told a courtroom full of lawyers and a legal system that failed his family for three decades that he is not done. And the story everyone else has been telling in books and documentaries and interviews given for money and attention is not their story to tell. The family wants the truth, not the version that sold memoirs, not the version that filled documentary episodes, not the version that made careers for journalists and content creators while the people who loved Tupac sat in silence. The real one, under oath, on the record, before it's too late. What are your thoughts on this? I'm interested. I'm most interested to see if there ever is a line drawn directly to Diddy. Are we ever going to see that happen? Does that exist? He's denied it forever. But there's a lot of people that point to a connection there. But are there records that exist to support it? Here's my other concern on this. As we talk about this civil lawsuit and the possibilities of where civil discovery could lead, civil discovery in many cases does lead to criminal charges. So if there is a fear that one of the 100 possible John Does might be named Sean Diddy Combs, there's a real vested interest in this person not being able to continue that lawsuit. And there's a couple ways of doing that. Either the judge throws it out, or the person bringing it meets the fate of Tupac Shakur. Where will this road lead? I feel that could be a very real possibility here. Tupac's brother needs to keep himself in safe company for the formidable future. Your thoughts in the comment section on Substack and YouTube. And I'm not accusing Diddy of doing it. I'm not. Just saying, in my opinion, it's a road that should probably be looked at. Because it would be good just to know. But will we ever really get there? Will we ever have irrefutable evidence that there was no connection there, especially when records are just gone? And the records being gone and destroyed, either on purpose or by time, and just records from 3 decades ago not existing or ever being taken, that could prove some connections here? I don't know. I don't know that we'll ever get the definitive answers that anyone truly wants here. And Tupac certainly deserved. Your thoughts in the comment section on Substack and YouTube. We'll continue our conversation there. The links are in the description. Until then, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step 1. Go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step 2. Collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step 3. Play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games. All for free?
Step 4. Unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step 1. Go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step 2. Collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step 3. Play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games. All for free?
Step 4. Unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.